Andy Staten to start us off. Young Hearts Run Free here at Classic Hits. Thank you for waking up happy with PJ and Jim. And just heard from Tara there in the news. It's Groundhog Day, PJ.
It's Groundhog Day.
It's that day where, like, it seems like it's the same day over and over again. What does that remind you of at all?
The 5th of March. Roughly, there or thereabouts. That's what it reminds me of.
How can you tell it's Groundhog Day?
I know, it's gas, isn't it?
Wow. Imagine that, a day that seems like it just keeps going on repeat.
Yeah.
Where you do the same thing all the time.
No, that could never happen.
Never. What a ridiculous concept.
That's so silly. What a ridiculously fictional movie.
Correct. Anyway, yeah, so Groundhog Day. So, Puxatony Phil.
I was trying to remember the name of the little fella. Puxatony Phil, right.
Yeah, he's going to stick his nostrils out of somewhere and predict whether we'll have...
Is that how does it work again? It's who he looks at or what music he listens
to. It's something to do
with... What colour t-shirt or yeah. Something like that, is it?
Yeah, exactly. It's whether he goes for the beef or the fish. No. It's something to do with a shadow, is it? Is it something to do with a shadow?
You have a bell ringing here. There's a bell ringing about what Puxatony Phil does, yeah.
Yeah, he comes out of the cave singing, me and my shadow.
Tell you something, it'd be worth it just to see a singing beaver.
That would.
I mean, they're going, do you want a whole year of bad weather? Yes. If it means I get to see a singing beaver singing, doing a bit of Perry Como.
I'm in.
I'm all for it.
Yeah, if anybody can enlighten us about what has to happen, because we can watch this online, apparently. You know, just if you've done Netflix, what are you watching at the moment? I want to see which way this beaver's going to go.
It's just nothing.
You're not watching the Bluey, are you? No, it's a totally different thing. Sing Hallelujah from Dr. Alban here at Classic Hits. Thanks for waking up happy with PJ and Jim. 087-188-0008 if you need to give us a shout. Thank you for all of the WhatsApps as well. Hopefully you're in good form. Thanks for saying hello. Time for the birthdays today with Mr. PJ Gallagher. Yesterday wasn't okay. Was it performance? I think there was there.
It was mediocre.
Was it mediocre?
Yeah.
It was mid-table, was it?
I put in a shift, but it wasn't. Yeah. We didn't score any points, really, right. To be honest, yeah.
Okay, let's see how you get on with this selection today. Starting with the great Sir David Jason.
Oh, fantastic. Fantastic, yeah. I nearly said, yeah.
Mr. Del Boy himself.
How brilliant. What a great actor he is, actually. Like, he's done so much. But, of course, it's always Only Fools and Horses you think of.
But he's full-blown national treasure stuff now.
He is at this stage, yeah.
For the Brits, all right, to be fair to him.
When he dies, like, they'll imagine it.
Like there was Only Fools and Horses, obviously, huge one. You know, maybe the greatest ever.
Maybe the best sitcom ever made,
exactly.
Yeah.
And then, but in fairness, Open All Hours with Ronnie Barker.
It's really good.
And then, of course, all his dramatic stuff when he did the detective.
I know.
Jack Frost.
And I have to say, I didn't like it. Do you know why? I kept waiting for the punchline. And I know that's my fault and not his, but I kept waiting for the punchline. I was always looking at him. Are you looking at it? And then he'd go, I think I know the murderer. And I was waiting for him to go, had a parrot in his pocket or whatever. And it never came. Yeah. And then I was acting like he let me down or something. You know that way. You know,
it's a bit like when you watch that Pat Shore thing, you were always saying that. You watched it expecting there to be laughs.
But Garbage.
Yeah.
But that's a hard movie to watch.
And
it's brilliant. But so dark. At the end of it, I had to watch a comedy movie after before I went to bed and all, because it was so... Like, he crept up on me. In fairness, every time he's in, we give him out. I give out to him for that. They're going, come here, that's not a comedy film. That's very serious. You know what I mean?
Not good for you at all. But David Jason, yeah, brilliant. Absolute top end.
Yeah, and he's not a young man. Like, 83.
Not bad. Fair play. 81.
All right, okay.
Yeah,
right,
81.
I'll take that.
And what about Shakira? Because remember, PJ, the hips don't lie. So I'm expecting you to get this.
Shakira.
Because the hips don't lie.
Shakira's one of those people that loves her name in her own music, isn't she? Yeah. You know, some people are into that. Like, Shaka Khan was mad for that.
Yeah.
You know, Shaka Khan, everybody, Shaka, or Shaka Khan, as we call her. And then Shakira, I'm now trying to think of the song.
It's the one that she does with your man from the Black Eyed Peas.
Shakira!
That's right, he does, yeah. Now, the important thing is, when you duet with me, you must say my name.
All the time.
Yeah.
You're allowed to sing with me as long as you're singing my name, yeah.
Yeah. You know. It's not a part of a lot of those rap songs. They always kind of like, you know, big up themselves along the way.
That's why I
give themselves
like
a mention.
That's why I don't like rap. Rap is nonsense, man. Rap, you know all this? It's just people telling you how great they are and what they own. I got $5,000 in the back of the car. I got a gun and I'm going to stick it in the ear. What you going to do? Get out of my way. I got no much money and holding play. You know, you're like, yeah. Look at these rings, going to hit them in your face and this thing on your head. You know, you're like, right, okay, grand, yeah. I'm not. It's bragging.
It's amazing. It's come so naturally to you. So naturally to you.
Yeah.
Of course, Shakira was hanging out with what's his name? PK from Barcelona, weren't they? An item.
Oh God, you haven't a clue.
Gerard PK from the Barcelona football. I thought they were an item. I don't know. Maybe he was the one that went out with the sports commentator, was he?
Oh,
no,
Jesus.
That was Sergio Ramos.
You haven't a riddler's what you're talking
anyway,
about.
Anyway, it doesn't matter. Forget
I don't
it.
Know, yeah.
Forget I mentioned it, PJ.
Okay, thank
you. How old are Shakira's hips?
She's 43.
Oh! 44.
You're joking.
44. Your eye is in.
Oh.
Now, this will bring you back a bit.
Yeah.
It is the birthday of Michelle Gale.
Oh, Michelle Gale.
Yeah.
Yeah, Michelle Gale is...
Who, of course, went on to have, you know, like hits and a pop career and everything and EastEnders and everything. But she was also the woman who once said, Roland.
Oh, that's right. That was Michelle Gale, wasn't it?
In Grey Chill.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, that is, yeah. Stop being an arse, Roland. Yeah, she was great.
And... My God, look at that. Was married to footballer now pundit Mark Bright. Sorry, I was thinking of the man from The Only Way Is Essex. Forget I mentioned it. Somebody told me different.
But she was great. She was through my whole childhood. I was watching her on TV, really.
Yeah, in Grange Hill.
In one shape or form.
Yeah,
you know,
or EastEnders.
And all of that stuff.
Yeah, true enough. And here's one for you. It's a significant birthday. There's a zero in there.
Oh, she's 50.
She's 50.
Happy very birthday, Michelle Gale.
Michelle Gale. Now, what about Christie Brinkley?
Who's that now? Who's your man?
Christie Brinkley, right, was the wife of Billy Joel.
Who's your man? I'm saying. Christie
Brinkley. But you'll remember her from that video, Uptown Girl. She was the model in Uptown Girl. Remember, she was one of the supermodels.
Oh, with Westlife?
No, with Billy Joel, the original one.
Oh, right. There's models in that one, is there?
Oh, for God's sake. Where he plays the car mechanic. And she's, you know... From our white bread world.
I can't picture.
You don't know the video for Uptown Girl, the original one.
Not since Westlife came along.
Oh my God.
They
are you seriously saying
erasure.
That Westlife have superseded Billy Joel in your mind?
It's just I remember their video so well and they're all drinking milkshakes and everything in it.
This is a sad day for music.
Yeah,
it's a sad day for you.
Westlife was a sad day for music. No, but I just remember that one so well. I do kind of
Christie Brinkley,
remember.
Yeah. She was like when they, all that talk originally about supermodels and people who wouldn't get out of bed for.
So she's around the Naomi Campbell.
Yeah, I would have. Maybe even a little older, maybe. I don't know. I've no idea how old Naomi Campbell is, you see.
Right, I'll take a stab at 56.
67.
Oh, jeepers, we're way off. Gee, Westlife were so much better than Billy Joel, weren't you? I mean, let's be for serious about it.
Right, and what about this? Your curveball for this morning is Donna International.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I was going to say your man, but I don't think it is. I think you don't know what to do.
Yeah.
I don't know what to do.
Well,
it's
it does say
Eurovision
here.
Eurovision winner.
Exactly. Was born a boy, although is universally recognised as being quite attractive, according to this.
Well, yeah. If you're into
it's a weird way of expressing it.
If you're into the beard, I suppose.
Won the Eurovision in 1998.
Is it that long ago?
That's what I'm just thinking myself. 98.
Is it that long ago? I'm really surprised. I would have said 2013.
Ah, blooming heck. 1998. Is it that far back? Yeah, Diva was the song.
What the? I'm blown away that it was that far. I mean, that's back when Billy Joel was making videos.
It's not quite back that far.
Oh, my God. That's outrageous.
So, Dana International, complete with beard.
Oh, that's really hard, because I was so off the pace there with the age and everything. Oh, jeepers. Complete. Oh, I'd say the beard is about 40. And I'm going to say she is roughly, 55.
Is that your final guess? That's your final answer?
Yeah, 55.
Okay,
yeah.
49.
Ah, fiddlesticks and a fart sticking out of it.
Thank
That's
you.
What I, you know what I mean.
Well said.
And now you're up to date on the home of the Niall Boylan Show, weekdays from 12. This is Ireland's Classic Hits.
Thank you, Tara. 6:33. By the way, actually, that weather forecast, wherever about here with our bright spells and blustery showers and whatever, do we know what it's going to be like wherever Puxatony Phil is?
No. I haven't looked at the Pennsylvania weather forecast
Pennsylvania.
Yet.
Oh, come on, Tara. That's the most important bit.
Do you know what? They're actually about to be lashed out with, and I think it already started. I saw, you know, Donny Cassidy, you know, the CNN reporter.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I follow him on Twitter, and he confirmed that it was snowing where he was yesterday evening. I presume he's somewhere around Washington.
Right.
So, but apparently the whole east coast of the USA is in for a battering from the snow.
Well, that could be a good thing, because Magic Mike has gotten to the bottom of the old Puxatony Phil business, right? What has to happen, right?
Right.
So, Groundhog Day, apparently, if the sun shines on February 2nd, or if the groundhog sees his shadow when he emerges, 6 weeks of winter will continue.
So if he's
getting lashed out with snow.
Does somebody actually ask Puxatony Phil, did you see your shadow, mate?
Well, maybe he's frightened of his own shadow. Maybe he sees it and goes, oh.
Yeah, he looks at it and doesn't like it.
Back into his burrow again.
Yeah. So anyway, if he's getting lashed out with snow, that could be a good thing.
6 more weeks of snow?
No!
Why?
It's if the sun shines and he sees his shadow. Actually, how does that make sense even?
Okay, the sun,
I don't know which end of it Magic Mike has gotten here.
But the sun shines when it snows, does it not? When it snows, we normally have, you know...
Do you get the impression that she's being deliberately obstreperous here?
I get the impression that I don't know what the hell's happening.
Well, that makes
a
change,
three
PJ.
Of us.
Chase.
When the sun shines and he sees his shadow in the snow, it's got to be 6 weeks of how's it going for a month.
That's it. Snap, Rhythm is a Dancer, Steeler's Wheel, stuck in the middle with you ahead of that. Thanks for waking up happy with PJ and Jim on this Tuesday. Thanks for all of the WhatsApp as well, 087-188-0008. Groundhog Day, officially, as you were hearing there with Tara in the headlines. And look, if Mike's explanation of Groundhog Day doesn't suit you, PJ. Right,
okay, yeah, but you've got a better one of it.
Well, yeah, possibly. Now, remember, Mike's version of it was that if the sun shines on the 2nd of February, or if the groundhog sees his shadow when he emerges, 6 weeks of winter will continue. Right? There's that version. Or there's Paddy in Cork, who says Groundhog Day. A day when a middle-aged gentleman in a period costume gets to show the world a rodent's genitals. What isn't to like about that?
I get, you know, something. I suddenly see the appeal. It sounds like it's more fun.
I'm intrigued now to find out what the hell actually goes on. Based on Paddy and Cork's description,
but it
I'm
is
very
that,
strange.
It is a lad like in a top hat dressed in all the gear, isn't it? That's kind of what it is.
I assume so. Either that or Paddy and Cork is having his own groundhog celebration, which is very different for everybody.
Tell you, Paddy and his rodents genitals.
Who knows? Also, on the subject of Shakira's birthday, we said it was Shakira's birthday, and I was right. Yeah, herself and Gerald Piqué are an item. Have been married apparently for a long time. You know, the Barcelona defender.
Oh yes, yeah.
Started his career at United.
Didn't know that at all. No.
And they've a couple of kids. Somebody even texted in the name of their kids, Milan and Sasha. Apparently. The name of their
Why
kids.
Can't they do normal things? Why can't these people just do normal things?
Well, maybe where they're from, maybe that is perfectly normal.
It isn't, man. It isn't. No, but when you name your kids after cities, you're asking for trouble straight away. I'll tell you that much, no matter where you are in the world.
Yeah.
If you met Paris, Milan, Berlin, or Reykjavik, or Cork, you'd be thinking, right, there was no need for that now. That was unnecessary.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? There's actual names for people out there, and then you're robbing them off cities.
Also, on the subject of birthdays, we're talking about it being Christy Brinkley's birthday today. And I don't think she still is. But anyway, one time married to Billy Joel. I will have to say Joel now, because Jer Ford is moaning about the way we say Joel. You know the way there's a Joel and there's a Joel?
Oh, yeah.
And so he's given out. But Jer Ford gives out about everything on the text anyway. Gives out about the birthdays and everything. I think he's just a bit of a whinger.
What way do you say it?
Well, I'm not married to any one version of it. I'd sometimes say Joel, I'd sometimes say Joel.
And what way is he saying it the right way?
Joel.
Joel?
Yeah, because apparently his actual name is Billy Joel something. It's like he's from the South, you know, like it's...
Oh,
do you know what I mean?
Right. It's Billy Joel.
Billy Joel, blah, 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 blah.
Billy Joel Milan.
Harrison, or whatever.
Milan. It's Billy Joel Milan. That's what his name is.
Anyway, so, but apparently Mike has sent us this little video where Christy Brinkley is saying about how they met, and she didn't even know who he was.
That's great. That's
like he's already a star, like Piano Man and everything.
Of course.
Like he was already a bit, and she hadn't got a clue who he was.
That's probably why it worked, because she paid him no respect. She treated him just like a regular person.
Tell you something, he did all right for himself. So he married Christy Brinkley in the end, right? But apparently before he married her, he was going out with Elle Macpherson.
Some of these fellas are very lucky they can play a piano at all. Do you know that?
Could,
like,
if you could knock out an old tune. Yeah,
if you can do anything.
It seems to be a winner.
If you can do anything. Look at all them.
Although, hang on a second. Well, you, surely, I mean, they say, make them laugh and you're laughing. Surely you must charm all of the lovely ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, my God. Are you joking me? Are you joking me? I tell jokes in here. I'm not allowed out.
But I mean, in your career as a comedian, make them laugh. They must find that must be a great aphrodisiac.
Oh, that's a lie. That's what they all say. Well, basically, it's one of those lies. Ah, if he's gas, if he tells jokes, then you be sore.
The ladies love him. Done.
Yes, not true.
Ladies love cool PJ.
If you're good looking and you have loads of cash, you're much better off. The fact that rugby players get girlfriends, that always shocks me. Do you know the way? Have you ever seen a good looking rugby player? You haven't.
What?
Mad looking, yeah.
How can you say that?
Rob Kearney,
Brian O'Driscoll.
Exactly. Mad looking yokes. Mad looking yokes altogether.
Right, what about this? Who's this? Sarah was on. We gave her a terrible fright. She says, lads, no word of a lie. I honestly thought when you said Dana, you know, we said it was Dana International's birthday.
Yeah, yeah.
When you said Dana, I thought you meant our Dana, as in the Irish Dana. And I was literally going to ring my mother and ask her, did she know that Dana was originally born a man?
And that she has a beard now.
Yeah. So she says, good job I didn't. I think she'd have crashed. Absolutely true. There's somebody saying there, it's Billy Joel McAllister.
McAllister, I can see why he dropped it.
According to Alan and Ennis.
I can see why he dropped it. He was keeping the sort of French association thing going on there. Joel. You know, McAllister brings it down to like sort of Ireland, Scotland sort of thing again.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, we're a great bunch now, there's no doubt about it, but we don't have the same sort of, you know, mystique or glamour about us, you know. We're very rugby player, really, by comparison, you know.
Listen, all the usual bits and pieces on the way for you today. We missed out on Double Money Monday yesterday. Double Money Monday yesterday.
Double Money Monday.
Anyway, it's still big cash. We're still inching towards the grand in its own right. We must be very close now, PJ.
We are, aren't we? 1,900. Hold on a minute. I was reading stories there. Oh, it's none of them. It's 960. See, it was double money yesterday. We doubled it.
Right.
So, yeah, it's 960 quid today is what it is.
Should we just round it up for the week?
Yeah, would we do that? I think we
Why
should.
Why not? Let's go for a grand for the rest of the week.
Let's go for €1,000.
Right.
Yeah,
this
let's
week,
do
make
that.
This... Make this grand week on the hit bit.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea.
Right,
yeah.
Let's do it. Right, we're going to play for a grand on the hit bit. 087-188-0008. Wait on WhatsApp. Let Magic Mike know if you want to play and get involved. Classichits.ie for the previous guesses. And big is the clue. Also, of course, we had a score of 11 yesterday on the breakfast table quiz. It is your chance to win a very cool prize. An entire year's supply of Swedish Nutra's vitamin C and D3. Big, big scientific stuff about D3 at the moment, helping you with your immunity and all that sort of carry on in the current climate.
Available in all good pharmacies.
We got an email saying that we have to put that in.
Correct.
Yeah, available at all.
Good pharmacies nationwide.
Fantastic pharmacies nationwide.
So that's still to come. And what else? Oh, actually, there was little... Do you know something? You and I were in the paper.
Oh, no. What's happened now?
Yeah, yeah. No, to be honest with you, I come off far worst.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Yeah, it's something I'm almost... If you don't know about it yet, I'm almost inclined not to tell you.
Oh, great, yeah, no, I don't mind coming out bad. As long as you come out worse, I'm always happy. Great, yeah, tell me.
And what else might be floating your boat?
Oh, there's a list in The Guardian, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's all about, we have to do this today. It's all about things to do during lockdown. Proven things to do in lockdown, right?
Right.
Genuinely, it's the most unbelievably ridiculous list of tough pastimes I've ever seen. And they don't even they're recommending it, seriously. We're going to have a good crack with that.
Boy Meets Girl, waiting for a star to fall here at Classic Hits. Thanks so much for waking up happy with PJ and Jim. 087-188-0008 if you need to give us a shout, just like Dee did. Dee's been on, PJ, to say that, said, Jim, we were watching the after show over the weekend, and my young fella, who's 6, says you look like a boxer.
You know, I look like a boxer, yeah.
No, me.
Oh,
I
look
like a boxer. Yeah, yeah. And then she said, so we asked him, and what does PJ look like?
Oh,
and
no.
He says, a penguin. Oh, I love that. I honestly thought I was good. I thought I was coming off badly out of that one for a while. I thought, oh my god, a boxer, you know, like a pug face and a dodgy and this all that. And then what's PJ look like? A penguin.
This is the new name for the show right there. The boxer and the penguin in the morning.
It sounds like a hell of a double act, doesn't it?
It does.
Penguin and the boxer.
Oh my god, what a carnival act.
087-188-0008 if you need to give us a shout. As PJ mentioned, there's a story. It's in The Guardian. Now, I don't really know an awful lot about the... You know the way you're always able to say whether a particular newspaper is left-leaning, right-leaning, highbrow...
Yeah, all of that, you know, sort whatever. Of stuff.
So
yeah.
Where does The Guardian fit in the scheme of things?
The Guardian is... it's a left-leaning... Very middle-class, left-leaning newspaper, I would say. It's one of those newspapers where everybody feels incredibly enlightened, I would imagine, is a fair way of saying things.
Right, you know, pat themselves on the back a little bit, do they?
Like, I mean, isn't it great to be so knowledgeable of the world? And, you know, it's a little bit, yeah.
So everybody took on... Well, not everybody took on, but lots of people took on these pandemic projects.
They did.
And they sent us loads of photographs. We have photographs of magnificent conservatories and all sorts of private bars and games rooms and all sorts of things that were constructed. And people did ponds and weird stuff in their garden and changed their houses and all this kind of stuff, right? However, did you take on the right project? Were you enlightened?
Or were you some... just wasting your time digging a hole in the garden. Well, I tell you, this is what you could be doing. These apparently, and according to The Guardian and people who have contributed to The Guardian over the years and for this especially, are tried and proven ways to lift your mood and get you focused during the lockdown.
Right. So these are the lockdown projects you should have taken on.
Yeah, there's 56 of them. Obviously, we can't do that.
Oh, my God!
We'll do the top 10 as usual. Most of them down the bottom are fairly normal, but when it gets into the top 10, kind of gives you a good feel about the average Guardian reader, right? So here we go. So 11. I'd start at 11 because I love this too much.
That's so brilliant. Right, we're going to do the top 10. At number 11.
Yeah. As you can see, I'm not the most trying to
Guardian
reader.
Tell you
reader.
Something. How you didn't make it as a scientist, nobody will ever know.
Oh, I tell you. And we're doing science stories today.
To be fair to you, you're doing very well for a penguin.
That's not bad for a penguin. Not bad. So read Shakespeare in the House Out Loud.
Of course. Who wouldn't?
Who wouldn't? Try a Shakespeare sonnet a day, it says. There's 182 in total, 154 published together in 1609. I love this. They go on to just brag about everything you know about Shakespeare. This is Joan Bakewell, a journalist and Labour MP, sent this in. She's saying that if you do that, it can be some of them are impenetrable, some are sublime, but it's not time wasted. It is indeed precious time spent.
Wow. Just walking around quoting Shakespeare in your house.
It's just grand if you sound like Joan Bakewell. Imagine me. Alas!
Yorick.
Yeah, Yorick, that was not to be, for shambles will be. Ah, who's at the door now? I'm in the middle of me sonnet.
Yeah, yeah. You know. Or the dog's barking at you as you're going, like, out, damn spot.
Yeah.
Oh, I only came in.
And me ma's going, is there someone downstairs? No, I'm practicing me Shakespeare. What are you doing? Is there a job coming? No, it's... Oh, yeah. The Guardian told me to do it. Number 10, you're looking this way. You is watch strangers get married. You may have tried exercise and meditation to get through lockdown, but I suggest that living the lives of strangers on E4... Married at First... Oh, my God. Watch people get married on TV. I thought they were talking about turning up at a wedding.
Is that Married at First Sight thing?
They suggest that as one of them, yeah.
Oh, my God. That just sounds like... garbage, but anyway.
Yeah. And then when you watch people getting married, then get onto your WhatsApp group and have a post-marriage WhatsApp discussion with your pals to see if you would have done a wedding your way or their way or a different way. So talk about weddings you'll never go to.
Brilliant.
Now you're all right.
Right, moving on.
Make a cushion for a friend.
Yeah. Or better still, make a cushion of a friend. Right, make a cushion for a friend.
Yes, as someone who's made cushions.
I must bring you in a cushion. I'll bring you in a cushion, PJ, that I've handcrafted.
Yeah, imagine.
Just would you trust the cushion off me? Probably not.
No, definitely not. It wouldn't be a whoopee cushion. That'd be the only one. right. give each other. Yeah, yeah, it's two pieces of material. How hard can it be? You could start this and then end up, you know, with after years of practice with the perfect cushion. It can grow to starting a group and making new friends through cushioning. My mum taught me how to crochet many years ago. So in this lockdown, I've actually even made a blanket. Well, good for you. I mean, fairness, that's all right and all. But you can, like, I don't understand why you... You know what I mean?
Mm.
I'm not even saying things anymore. I'm so excited.
I was just going to say, let's move on because cushioning is boring everybody.
Hear about this one then, because this one won't be boring at all. Make your own paper and ink. In the days of text message and WhatsApp groups. In the days of social media.
As in actual physical paper.
Yeah.
You can make it from scratch.
Apparently you can make it out of iron galls and found in oak trees.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, you're all right.
Wow.
I'll jump a little bit up this list, will I? Play online chess.
Well, to be fair, at least online chess compared to making your own paper is a bit of an improvement.
True. Okay, but I'm going to give you the last two, right?
Because
I'm going to run out of time, and these are two I really want to talk about, right? Have a chutney tasting competition with your pals.
Chutney tasting.
Yes.
But why, is there any reason why it's chutney?
No.
As opposed to, I don't know, jams or any other, whatever. Or any other form of tasting for that. Wine tasting.
The chutney is great because you can make your own chutney. Mel says, when you're middle class and in your 50s, your friends make chutney. And they do tend to give it to you. I've got 14 different chutneys in my cupboard as we speak. My cunning plan to combat weekend lockdown NUI, I don't even know what the word means.
Right.
Is a four-person chutney tasting competition. It will be marvellous.
Oh, wow.
There you go. Tried and tested, yeah?
Perfect. Chutney tasting. Right, that's it. Sticking in for the weekend.
And here's one that'll cause arguments with any normal couple. Start drawing your partner. Can you imagine?
What?
Imagine, right? This is the number one now.
Sit easy.
This is the number
one. I'm trying to draw you here.
My boyfriend is a professional artist and has a gross advantage. Well, of course he does. Imagine me trying to draw somebody. Like, they're sit down. What are you doing? And she goes, my ears don't look like that. And I'll put your head through the walls. I will.
Yeah.
You know, all
that. That could go horribly wrong.
Horribly wrong.
You're drawing somebody and it's like, what? I'm not that size.
Yeah.
What? I do think I'm that size.
No.
Is that what you're saying?
Well, maybe you're a bit...
And my nose. You think my nose sticks out like that, do you? Well, no, it's just at this angle you were at.
Maybe you're just a bit swollen this morning. Imagine.
That's a
Would you sit normal, would you? Nobody sits there with their hands
in their
hips.
I don't have sausage fingers like that. I can't draw them properly.
I can't draw hands. Put them in your pockets. Just don't take your hands out of your pockets. Gee, I'm going to draw you now with a big thing coming out of your head.
That's a recipe for disaster.
It really is, yeah.
To be fair, halfway through that drawing session, you're going to turn around and go, this isn't going very well. Do you want to taste some more chutney?
Yeah, can we just get a Chinese?
Drive by from train here at Classic Hits. Thank you so much for waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Hitbit on the way for a grand. We've decided to make it a grand a day on the Hitbit for the remainder of the week. Heading towards a big one next week. It'll be a £2,000 double money Monday.
Yeah,
but anyway, is there anything on that list that actually did kind of think, I wouldn't consider? I mean, I'm assuming you don't have a variety of chutneys in your house.
I can safely say I do not have a variety of chutneys in the house. Like, I mean, there's some people that recommend watching The West Wing.
Yeah.
That was on.
There's normal stuff in there.
That's for kind of normal, yeah.
Yeah.
And there's people that like, say, learn to make fudge. I guess so. I mean...
There's a part of me, right? As bizarre as it is, there's a part of me that would love to meet the person or know the person. You know, to have a friend or an acquaintance who's spends their time walking around the house quoting Shakespeare, making cushions, making their own paper, and having chutney tasting competitions.
Yeah. And then on Fridays, so are you chaps coming to my house for the chutney competition this evening? You'd be like, I don't know. I don't know, I'm very busy.
Yeah, do make sure you bring a cushion.
Yeah.
J-Lo waiting for tonight. We got the Hitbit on the way. It's worth a grand. We've rounded it up to a grand for every day this week. So if you fancy winning yourself €1,000 on the Hitbit, let Magic Mike know that you want to play. 087-188-0008. It's on the way. And in the meantime, of course, here at home, there's a bit of a Barney going on. You had Michael O'Leary coming out talking about people should be able to take summer holidays. And you had Tony Houlihan saying, no, I don't think we'll get any summer holidays. But So generally speaking, the travel thing isn't really happening from, you know, large parts of the world, but
yeah,
not necessarily everywhere.
Not necessarily everywhere. In China, of course, they're moving around a lot more again, and there was a flight in China, an internal flight to be fair, not an international one, and four lads were stopped. They were on a business trip, right?
Right.
And they were stopped, and they had 30 kilos of oranges with them in a crate, right? And the woman at check-in goes, 30 kilos? You know you have to pay an excess baggage charge. To which they were going, what are you talking about? I never heard of this before. Obviously not frequent flyers.
Yeah.
Because we all know...
30 kilos of oranges.
30 kilos of oranges, right? And she says, look, for every kilo, this is all over your allowed weight, you know.
Yeah.
So for every kilo of oranges, you're going to have to pay an extra 10, well, whatever it is. So there's a charge for every kilo. And the four of them went, oh, where is there? Now, I remember being on a Ryanair flight where and these women had excessive baggage. The bag wouldn't fit into the thing, you know, the little dot box
thing.
In fairness, if you had two Toblerones and half and two pairs of socks more than you used, you wouldn't get it into that yoke. So they just put all the clothes on and they got through.
I saw that happen, yeah.
Did
I was
you?
Exactly
the
same
happened.
Thing. It was like a sports team. It was like a women's sports team coming back from somewhere, and they had about eight tops on the beach.
Yeah. I remember seeing women doing that, and they were wrapping scarves, like wearing three scarves and everything, and like getting onto the plane, like, you know, putting trousers on.
Rather
trousers.
Than pay the excess.
And when they got it all on, we all went like, whoa, it was a victory. The Irish thing of, you beat the man. You beat the man in charge.
Yeah. Right. So what do you do? Where do you put your oranges then?
You put them in the one place that's available. Inside your body. So they decided, let's eat them now. Four of them sat down and went through 30 kilos of oranges. Like, when you think how much one orange is, that is a lot of oranges.
Well, what's I mean, I know I shouldn't be asking you, because you've already expressed that you have issues buying fruit and veg in a supermarket.
But
what's your average bag of oranges in kilos?
Is a good question. I remember, about 3 kilos, would it be?
I have no idea.
For a bag of oranges? So if you have to eat, like, 30 then between you or something... Would it be 20 oranges each or something like that?
Oh, I haven't. I would be the worst person to ask.
Let's let my mathematical suspicions run wild in this moment and say it's like 25 or 30 oranges or something like that.
Each.
And then of course, instead of getting on the plane, they had to be rushed to hospital because all the acids gave them such severe mouth ulcers they couldn't speak and they were in so much pain. Yeah, so they were rushed off to hospital. So the
citric acid gave them mouth ulcers.
It burnt the mouths off them.
Oh my God.
It burnt the mouths off them. And then they said to the woman working there, they interviewed the woman, they were like, I've seen it like this because the local press got all love the scandal of these halfwits, basically, who thought they could get away with it. And she was here going, yeah, only last week a woman pretended to be pregnant. She shoved a load of clothes up her dress and tried to make out it was a baby bump. But when they put her through the scanner machine, a charger fell out.
And she turned around and said to them, yes, I know, he's very advanced.
Yeah, he's my
cat. We bought him his first mobile phone.
You know how it is, you can't keep kids away from screens these days. So it's just one of those things. Everybody tries to do a bit of a chancy thing on this.
But I mean, it's one thing to decide, you're right, okay, I could put on two or three extra jumpers or whatever and get away with paying the excess baggage.
Yeah.
Or I could sort of, you know, I'll wear extra socks, or I'll put two hats on, or wrap myself in a couple of scarves, or whatever it is. That's...
Yeah, I'll wear two Toblerones on me back like swords.
Yeah, I'll use them like walking sticks to say that I need them.
Yeah, that is not a Toblerone, that is like a triangular walking stick. Like, yeah.
But oh my God, so to have to do, so there's 30 kilos.
30 kilos,
right,
yeah.
So that's what, 7.5 kilos of oranges each. They had to consume. And I assume it wasn't a situation where they had a particularly long period of time before they were getting on their flight.
They were
wolfing down.
Yeah.
7.5 kilos of oranges each.
Burnt the mouths off themselves. This is one of those things that doesn't happen to women, by the way. You know, like, women will put clothes on and all that. This doesn't happen to women. Like, you never see a woman in a hospital so covered in mouth ulcers after eating 30 oranges look around to her friend and go, well, that showed down, didn't it? I get that, sorry now. It's never going to happen.
Yeah, there's a special male gene,
isn't there,
that makes you think, well, I know what I'll do.
I know, yeah, he's there, he's wrapped, head wrapped in bandages going, well, at least the oranges didn't go to waste.
Classic hits.
And now, the Hit Bit with Supermax. Whether you're into taco, curry, cheese, or garlic fries, we have something for everyone. Order online, available at supermax.ie.
Hit Bit.
It's a bit of a really famous hit. It's a bit, just a bit from a classic hit. But what hit is it?
The classic hit bit is worth this week. It's a grand old week, to coin a phrase. Jim McCabe has bumped it up to €1,000. So it's a load of money to give away. Here's what it sounds like. And we'll get straight in with Mary Brewster. How are you, Mary?
Hiya, how are you?
Not bad at all, Mary. Where are you this morning?
I'm in Limerick.
Very good, very good. What, any plans for the day ahead?
I'm just off to work for the day.
Yeah, you sound like you're on the move, all right, Mary. What is it? Traffic and everything okay? All that sort of stuff, weather-wise, it's all good, is it?
Not too bad. Raining heavy, but not too bad otherwise.
Same here. I thought it was supposed to be like a drier day today, but it's torrential rain out there earlier on.
It's bucketing down.
Yeah, anyway, stay safe on the road, Mary, and try and win yourself £1,000. What do you think this is?
I think it's Frankie Valli. Big Girls Don't Cry.
Wow.
Oh, we're going back a bit there.
We're certainly going back a bit. A real classic for you to work on there, Michael.
Okay, well, Mary, you know, don't get too upset because at the end of the day, big girls don't cry and it is wrong, unfortunately. I'm sorry.
Unlucky, Mary. Unlucky. Listen, stay safe, as BJ said, and keep at it. Keep trying.
No bother. Thank you.
Cheers. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Was that you or Michael?
I thought it was Mike, but for a minute I thought it was Mary crying in the car or something, yeah.
There was somebody going...
What was that about?
Who was that?
I don't know. Was that you, Mike?
Michael, was that you?
No, it wasn't me, although I do cry most mornings.
Yeah, yeah. When that's when your missus is saying, you have to go and work with them. Yeah. But I don't want to go and work with them again. You have to, Michael, we need the money.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's so annoying.
Right, who's next, PJ?
Audrey Kenny, how are you, Audrey?
Morning, guys.
How are you, Audrey? What's going on for you today?
Not too bad, just some work at the minute.
Ah, right. Oh, you're in Limerick. All right, excellent. Good stuff.
So and it's a full Limerick house today then.
Are you allowed to tell us what you do, Audrey, are you?
I'm a catering manager in a nursing home.
Oh, well done you.
Yeah.
Thank you kindly for
very
all of your service.
Very kindly indeed, yeah.
Yeah, no, we've been very, very lucky. Blessed, really.
Oh, that's great, yeah.
That's good
great
to hear.
Yeah, no. Well, let's keep your winning streak going.
Absolutely, yeah. Let's hope your luck stays in.
All right, Audrey, £1,000. What do you think?
I think it's Big, Big World by Emilia.
Big, big
God,
world.
I haven't heard that in an age.
I don't know. I'm sure I know. I just can't place it. You know that way?
Well, I'll tell you something.
I'm not
going singing
it.
Ah, go on, Audrey. Well, give us a few bars.
I'd rather you did it, Audrey, than Mike did it, to be perfectly honest with you. But anyway, Michael, what do you make of that?
Okay, fine, I'll do it. I'm a big, big girl in a big, big... I'm only joking. I wish I could give you a big, big yes, but it's a big, big no.
Okay, no problem.
Sorry, Audrey. Have a great day, all the same.
Cheers, Audrey. Thanks a million. Take care. Bye-bye. Thank you kindly, Michael.
Hey, hold on.
You're very welcome.
We've gone up in the world. I actually recognise the song. I know what the song is now.
But that is definitely a good thing.
His singing's improving.
Well, there you go, Michael. High praise indeed.
I mean, it's still absolutely awful, but it's improving.
Breakfast Table Quiz.
It's time for the Breakfast Table Quiz. Win the best prize out there is. Try to get the biggest score. Hope the next call gets some more. It's a Breakfast Table Quiz.
The Breakfast Table Quiz with Kilmartin Educational Services. In class or online, learn and revise safely and get ahead with Julie's, CKES.ie.
So as I said, this week we're giving you the chance to super boost your immune system, giving you the chance to win a year's supply of Swedish Nutra's vitamin C and D3. As PJ said earlier, they're available in pharmacies nationwide. You can go along and pick up your own if you're not lucky enough to win with us, or check them out there. As I say, pharmacies right around the country. And of course, vitamin C and vitamin D. Well, vitamin C, everybody knows the benefits of vitamin C. My God, it must be the most talked about vitamin of all the vitamins.
What's the benefits of all this?
But everything. It's like keeping cells healthy. It's the structure of your tendons and ligaments, your blood vessels, your organs, your skin. It impacts on your cardiovascular system, helps regulate your blood sugar levels.
I will be honest, when I asked that question, I was not expecting such a thorough answer,
there you
to be
go.
Quite honest with you.
And then vitamin D, loads of talk about vitamin D at the moment in relation to the current situation, shall we call it. But of course, it's always been associated with the old strong bones and healthy teeth and those of you lucky enough to have hair.
Yeah.
But all sorts of things. Your immune system.
Plenty
brain.
Of hair on your back, Jim.
your nervous system, which you need when you work in here. But anyway, listen, so that's what it's all about. A year's supply of Swedish Nutra's vitamin C plus D3 up for grabs and 11 to score to beat.
11 to score to beat, so 12 or more will put you into the lead. So it's going to be Heather Cullen that's going to play. How are you, Heather?
Hiya, lads. How are you?
Oh, great. Heather, how are you?
Going to the hospital tomorrow, but other than that, it'll be grand.
Oh, come here. Why are you now? Tell us what's up, or is it too personal?
Oh, no. I fell last Friday at home and I dislocated the bones of my wrist and I cracked my wrist.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, that's a pox of a thing.
Do you know, be very good for that. Vitamin D would be very good for that.
That's what I was just saying. That's what I needed.
Oh, wow. No, and is it painful? Are you in the bits there?
I'm in a cast. It was very sore when I done it.
Yeah, I bet.
And can I ask you how you did it? Was it something really weird?
No, it was really simple. I was bringing the dogs in, walking down wooden steps, and I slipped, put my hands down to stop me tried getting hurt, and the wrist got whacked.
Ouch.
Oh, that's a pain.
Ouch.
Yeah, that's awful.
You had to realign the bones that night, so it was really agony. Realign the bones that night.
Gee, but you got a proper smack then, yeah?
Yeah.
Because
so right. I'm for the next 4 weeks.
This woman needs to recuperate, PJ. We need to lash the vitamin C and D3 into our rice.
Definitely, right, Heather. We are on your side now.
Make sure these questions go well. Exactly. Right, listen, 60 seconds. Let's see how we go. Best of luck, Heather. Here we go.
Pyrophobia is an irrational fear of what?
Space.
Fire. What does the French saying, c'est la vie, translate to?
That is life.
What A is the Spanish for friend?
Amigo.
The ancient Silk Road linked Europe to what Asian country?
Russia.
China. Gary and Martin Kemp are members of what 80s pop group?
Bandu Bally.
In thunderstorms, do you see the lightning or hear the thunder first?
You hear the thunder first.
See the lightning. Buzz Lightyear and Woody are the stars of what animated film?
Toy Story.
With what musical instrument would you associate Eric Clapton?
The guitar.
Venice Beach is in what US state?
Florida.
California. In athletics, in what event would you throw a heavy ball attached to a wire that has a handle?
The hammer.
Which young actor starred in the 1990 movie Home Alone?
Coca-Cola.
What allergy is caused by the pollen of grasses, trees and other plants?
Hay fever.
What is the highest scoring ball in snooker?
The black.
What about... He's got to try and...
Go on.
From what country does the drink tequila originate from?
Mexico. Yes, it does.
Right, it was a bit of a sticky start, and you were coming into your own there towards the end. I don't know whether it was quite enough. Exactly. Yeah, we should be allowed. Yeah, there should be a special a special system. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Double points, don't forget.
Yeah, I don't think so. Yeah, I tell you.
Tell you something, fair play to Heather. She's some chancer.
Some chancer, yeah.
God loves a child.
You don't ask, you don't get.
That's exactly true.
I tell you, you were brilliant at the end there. You were flying like you were coming off a wooden step at the end. You were doing so well. But...
Shut up.
I tell you something.
Do me a favour, lads.
They were as easy as falling off a log.
Will you do me a favour? Will you say a big hello to my husband, Noel, who's working up, driving up in the north at the moment?
Deadly, absolutely.
He's been up there up since 2 o'clock and he's on the road since 4 to 5 this morning.
Right, fair good play, stuff. Noel. Fair play to you, Noel. Big shout out to you as well.
Yeah, good stuff. Listen, Heather, take care of yourself. Get well soon and all that sort of stuff. And thanks for playing. Have a good day.
You too, guys.
Cheers.
See you, Heather.
Table quiz.
Beautiful South, who have graced this very studio, haven't they? Beautiful South.
He was this time last year.
Yeah.
It was this time last year.
And they were sound.
They were brilliant.
Absolutely
they were,
dead on they were, to
Paul
be fair.
And Jackie, yeah.
Listen, thanks for waking up happy with PJ and Jim. It's 11 minutes away from 9 o'clock. And yesterday, Magic Mike sent me this little link. It was a link to the independent.ie. You know the independent newspaper, the Irish Independent?
I do, yeah, of course, yeah.
So it was a link to the or is it called, maybe it's called the Irish Independent.ie, is it? Anyway, it doesn't matter. You know the one I'm talking about. So he sent me this link, so I clicked on the link or whatever, and it was an article by a chap called Dara McManus. And it was a great article. It was an article about radio, right? He was doing like a radio kind of review. And like, you know, there was lots in. And he was talking about the importance of chemistry.
Very important.
You know what I mean? Between people on radio. That there's got to be a chemistry between them.
Absolutely.
Okay? And in fairness, as I say, great article. Dara McManus, obviously, you know, just in case he's still listening for any reason, thank you very much indeed. It's a lovely article. It wasn't just us now. There was loads. Loads of other people. Believe it or not, there are actually other people who do radio.
Never heard of it.
Isn't that unusual? I didn't know there was anything
else. Nice to know you're not on your own.
Apparently there's other stations and other presenters and everything.
No.
Imagine that. I thought we were
next thing you'd be telling me there's one upstairs.
Not at all. Anyway, so Dara wrote this article, and very good article. He goes into it or whatever. But in the course of doing it, he then describes the kind of relationship maybe that some presenters have.
Oh, go on.
With each other.
Go
right?
on, yeah.
And I'm not going to go through it all, quite obviously.
Right.
But he does mention PJ and Jim.
Very good.
Okay, and you know, talks about the good chemistry. It's good value. Value is what he says. He says when it works and they hit upon that just right molecular blend. Obviously, Dara's way more intelligent than I am.
Wait.
It can make for very entertaining radio. He says, which is all very good, and it's all very good. And then he gets,
tell me why.
And then it gets to this bit where he starts describing the kind of entertainers that the people are. So, for example, he says that in the case of you, PJ. You are sort of a likeable, funny scut.
You're okay, I'll take that, yeah. Do you know something? That's probably not the most inaccurate description that's ever been given. The only question is likeable.
You're a likeable, funny scut. Jim is the father figure. Trying to keep him on the straight and narrow.
That's brilliant. Oh my God, at the risk of ruining all the chemistry that's here. Come on, you big old kitchen. Oh, look at him.
Father figure.
Daddy Jim. Oh, my God, Daddy Jim. I love that.
It was all going well until that point.
So well.
The father figure trying to keep you on the straight and narrow.
Well, I'll tell you something. I'm so happy to hear it.
That's an impossible task is what that is.
Excuse me. You're the worst guy ever on the radio. You won't let me go out in the middle of the show. You know,
yeah, exactly. Actually, now I think about it, he's probably hit upon something. It's exactly what it's like. It must have been a nightmare for your actual... To be honest with you, the only thing I would say is, if I was going to be your father figure, I would want to be the same as your actual da, who put you out to fly in a hurricane. Go on, PJ. Flap your wings there.
Oh, my God.
Go on, of course you'd be grand. Is it not dangerous, da? Not at all. Go on, go out.
Can I just say...
Flap harder.
I'm going to do your head in from now on. You know the way we'll be chatting on the show? From now on, I'm not going to just say Jim. From now on, it's going to be da, 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 da. Will you listen to me? Da. Listen to me, da. Listen to me. I have something to say. You're not looking. Look in here. I want to do a handstand. Look at me.
I'll tell you something.
Please.
And I also want to be like your... I'm going to take a leaf out of your real dad's book, and I'm actually going to go... What was the one where he tried to sell you... To the travellers.
Yeah. Because it was annoying him in the car.
Yeah, I'm going to do that. Yeah. I'm going to do that with you if you keep annoying me. I'm going to sell you to somebody.
It's not very nice. I'll tell you something. I'm going to report you. I'm going to call the radio line. Say Mielfil has caused me all kinds of trouble in here.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that's great, Craig.
It's absolutely shocking.
So you're officially my radio dad now.
No.
That's the way.
Yeah, he was... Dara was trying
to...
Shut up. He was trying...
It's in the paper.
Don't speak back to your father.
I'm going
to
be...
He was trying to just give an example of probably the stress I'm under. Like all parents out there at the moment, trying to keep their children under control. And obviously, in the case of real parents and real children, they have that situation. I have you with your mental age of a child that I have to control.
Well, I'll tell you something, Jim. That article in The Independent is my new birth cert. Now, I was adopted before. I'm going to consider you my third dad. Don't worry. I will guide you through this system. It's hard work for you. I got to say, I'll guarantee it.
This could turn out to be the worst thing ever written in a newspaper ever.
Don't worry. I'll move into the house one bit at a time. I won't put myself on you all at once, right? And then I'll tell you how to look after me. I'll get me mad to make a list of things I like
to
eat.
I tell you something, don't start asking for money now. You're not going to start borrowing money and everything, are you?
Oh, duh.
Like, I don't want you coming expecting some sort of allowance every Friday or anything like that.
I'm going to start complaining there. Wait and see. I swear to God, no matter what I do from this point on, I'm going to start doing all the stuff for the DIY show now soon. I'm going to be there going, yeah, well, I was going to do it, but my dad was getting in the way. He was saying I wasn't allowed to start work until 10 because he wanted to spend time with me in the mornings.
That's an absolute shocker. Is there, just a matter of interest, is there any other gems from your real dad that I can take? So he put you out in a hurricane. He tried to sell you.
He kept thinking that my name was the dog's name.
You see, I now have this great, and no wonder I had always such a great empathy with your dad. That's, you know, I fully understand the pressure, the stress the man was under.
I know. The worst thing, the hardest part of this for you now is going to be growing the comb over. You're going to have to get that going now.
I'm going to have to do it from me back. I'd struggle probably with the comb over.
Just straight out your ear. Yeah. The hair grows straight out of your ear and just wrap around the top of your head. You look fantastic. Look really weird when the wind blows.
I'll tell you. So you needn't bother pinning it on me now that you want to go back to Disneyland just because the first time you went, it went a bit horribly wrong.
Yeah.
And he collapsed with the heat.
That's what happens when you wear a three-piece suit in 40 degrees of heat, walking around with a full hat and all. You know, yeah, so well, this is going to be great. We get to do it all over again. You and me.
This is a nightmare.
Although
the only thing is, I am going to dream up some chores for you. And what did he threaten you with? A belt? Wooden spoon? What? Although you probably nowadays, of course, you can't do that anymore.
Your mother. He was the one that goes, seriously, don't make me tell your mother. It'll be hard on the both of us.